Today is January 21st, 2023, and this is the Pulsa Museum's daily centennial moment. Movie theater for Aberdeen to be built soon. Aberdeen is to have an up-to-date moving picture theater to be built in the northwest corner of Broadway and Wishkah Streets on property recently purchased by Harry Andrews, it became known today. Mr. Wade, theater man of Tacoma and Spokane, will be associated with Mr. Andrews in the new undertaking, it was stated. The property is at present occupied by a rooming house, which originally was a hospital built by Dr. A.E. Austin of the city. Architects are already at work on both plans for the structure, which it is planned to make the finest cinema theater in southwestern Washington. The location is opposite that of the new George J. Wolfe department store and is considered a fortunate choice for the purpose by Harbor Real Estate Men, who state that the structure will permanently mark the intersection of Broadway and Wishkah Street as the center of the city's new business section. In other news, invites officers to home is put in Aberdeen jail. Arrested for being drunk Thursday afternoon, Gus Swanson asked police officers to permit him to go home and speak to his wife a minute before being placed in jail. At Swanson's home, the officers were astonished to find a considerable quantity of fresh moonshine and new beer. Swanson's charge was changed from intoxication to possession, and he was fined $100 by Police Judge Taggart yesterday. Ernest Lambic, logger, was also fined $100 on a possession charge after he had related to the court his advantage, which recalled a similar experience of one Rip Van Winkle. Lambic said that he had been strolling along the forest when suddenly he saw before him some jugs of moonshine, whiskey, and a coil leaning against a tree. He woke up in bed. Three men are charged with stealing six chickens in a complaint swore out in justice court yesterday by Mrs. Eva Smoyles, who accuses John Duggan, John Dunbar, and Vincent Seinfeld of selling the missing birds. In the city and county news, a roof fire at the Hoquiam Manufacturing Company plant at 6th and Levy Streets yesterday morning did nominal damage, a quick run by the fire department preventing a bad fire. John Graff of Alagraph, Aberdeen, is remodeling the interior of his place and will make it an addition to his lunchroom opened about 2 years ago. Launch Gladys, seized near the Standard Oil dock in Aberdeen many months ago, was sold yesterday for $70 to Gus Strand of Aberdeen. The sale was made by the United States Marshal's Office, it having possession of the gasoline boat by confiscation when it was captured with 20 kegs of moonshine aboard. The owner was never taken. B.P. Moore, street superintendent of Aberdeen, has lost the sight of his left eye, temporarily at least, according to Portland specialists with whom he conferred last week. The loss of sight came during the night without pain. It was said to have been caused by an inward hemorrhage. And finally, Richard F. Graham, familiarly known as Dick, complains that his Washingtonian is stolen nearly half the time by a dog, probably a news hound. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on January 21, 1923. Though the Polson is currently closed until April 1, 2023 to complete fabrication of new permanent exhibits, catalog major collections, and tackle more interior painting, we are pleased to remind you of our online photograph collections database launched early last year. Visit PulsaMuseum.org now to begin exploring over 29,000 images of historic Grace Harbor made possible through a grant from the Grace Harbor Community Foundation. We greatly appreciate your support. And as always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulsa Museum's daily centennial moment.